The Hajj season is reaching its peak in Saudi Arabia. Although the pilgrims come from different backgrounds, they find themselves united in principles of Islam, including the Holy Quran and Prophet Muhammad. This year, anger against the West has been running high in the Islamic world over a US-made anti-Islam movie and French cartoons that insulted Prophet Muhammad. Iran's Hajj mission has held several conferences in Mecca for discussing these issues.
We gather to protect the Prophet because he is something that all Muslims believe about his purity. And Holy Quran as a one book which is in common within all Muslims. So here, fortunately, in this pilgrimage, we have a unity between all sects. There's no difference between them, and all of them gather to protect these two.
The participants believe Muslims must do all they can to prevent anti-Islam actions from becoming a trend in the West.
Islamophobia should not be something that is becoming a fashion, and anybody who wants, they can go ahead and say anything about the Muslims. So Muslims should unite together, and they should tell that just like you cannot condemn the black because of their race, you cannot condemn the Jews because you'll be called anti-Semitic. It should not be allowed to insult 1.4 billion Muslims and somebody they hold dear to their hearts.
This year, the West committed many crimes against Islam, and this makes it necessary for us to hold the disavowal of disbelievers ceremony in a way that our voices will resonate throughout the world.
Such conferences organized by Iran's Hajj mission are meant to bring closer the hearts and minds of pilgrims and cause more unity among Muslims.
Islamic scholars believe unity among Muslims is the only way to stop the West's Islamophobia campaign, and they believe the great potential of the Hajj can be used for the realization of this goal. Taha Imani, Press TV, Mecca, Saudi Arabia.